Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, Gary. Happy birthday, nobody cares.
Happy birthday, Gary!
Happy birthday, Gary! Hey!
Mark, how are you?
Doing well. By the way, it's Gary's birthday.
Sean Parrott.
Hi, everybody. Sean Parrott.
How you doing?
Oh, that's from last week.
That was last week. God, yeah, you're right.
Seems top of mind, doesn't it?
Oh, yeah. Man.
Top of mind.
How's everybody doing?
Radio.
How's your time been?
You've been working on the radio?
That's a contact management software, top of mind.
Top of mind?
What does that mean?
It's a radio term as well. Top of mind awareness.
Is that like first thought wrong? I've been told that.
First thought wrong.
Like you program yourself at a young age to be like, hey, we should go do whatever. And you're like,
no.
Nah. Because your first instinct is, no, it's going to suck. Instead of, yes, I should embrace it.
See, I'm the total opposite of that.
You are, but you're a successful man.
Yes. Business endeavors.
You want to go?
I wonder how much his red hair helped him.
Yeah.
See? Yes, and
that's a good scene.
And murder her.
We just had a good scene.
That's pretty good.
Is that improv? And
is that improv?
Use her bones.
Thank you. I've come up with a new inspiration.
Cartilage. Anybody ever had cartilage? I've never
cartilage.
Is that not what Jell-O is?
What's in between the
gelatin? Is
what's in the
marrow?
What's in the bone? I've never sucked out the marrow.
Marrow.
Oh yeah, you haven't.
Remember
lived.
That episode? We were watching an episode of Iron Chef, and there was like a calf bone.
Yeah, yeah. I turned that one.
They just spooned the marrow.
They
out. Oh, they were loving it.
Oh, that was sick.
It was like.
So stupid.
I do.
It was like a yogurt cup.
If Alton Brown says do it, I'm like, you got it.
It must be incredible.
No.
It's hiding inside of a bone. You got to sneak in there. That's treasure food.
I've never gone after it.
It's treasure food.
I think you're making Mark sick.
I'm queasy.
It's treasure food.
I had Sonic again.
Yeah.
You just had Sonic again.
You had Sonic.
What'd you get?
Supersonic burger.
Supersonic with no mayo.
No, only mayo.
Only mayo,
and
sorry.
Pickles.
Only
sorry,
mayo and pickles.
And cheese.
I'm a ketchup, pickle, mustard guy.
No tomato.
Nothing for me.
Ketchup, pickle, mustard.
Sometimes I'll
like.
Do lettuce and tomato.
I don't know,
I like ketchup,
tomato,
I like pickle, I like mustard.
You know
especially
what
especially because it create all hamburgers are created equal then because there's an equal playing field.
You got a point.
Prove it, hamburger.
If I had a cheeseburger, bacon cheeseburger, I might have a little puddle of ketchup that I'll dip it in.
Gross.
I don't usually put ketchup right on it. I will put barbecue sauce on it because I'm a motherfucker with a dick.
Weird.
And my dick is a dick.
He got a dick on his dick.
Oh, my dick. It's a dick. Look at my dick. Touch my dick. Got a dick. A dick. Hey, Mark, do you want to hear my new inspirational saying?
Ooh. Yes.
Sean was in the car when I came up with it, and I've since then not been able to remember it exactly
Did
how
you read
I said
it.
I'm not going to let you and your ideas. You're a boring.
No, that's the difference. Okay. It's a new one.
Okay.
Ready?
Is this Serenity? Is this
no.
Seize the day?
No.
What are the other ones you can have?
Don't wait. Listen. Don't wait for something great to happen. Make what's happening great. How's that?
What if you're being raped?
Make it great.
Make it great.
Just say, Just think of like. You're somebody you love.
What it is, I feel like
maybe you can get off
in my life, in your life, maybe not in your life, Mark. But
keep fucking
it's
my
like,
sweet pussy.
As soon as I'm done with this, as soon as I'm done with school,
yeah.
then something good's gonna happen.
As soon as I'm done with whatever,
then something's great's gonna
nothing
happen.
Different.
It's like
no,
enjoy the school, enjoy the open mic, enjoy the
rusty
traffic
you're
stuck in.
I told somebody just last week, enjoy the process.
Yeah.
Or when you get to the prize, it'll be anticlimactic.
It'll be like,
I did all that work for this.
Let's say you get up in the morning.
I can't imagine being at work with these, like when you say serious
man.
Things.
I would
I
love
could never take you seriously.
If Mark was my boss.
No, you would hate it because he'd be a total dick to you.
No, the people who work for me love me, but the people who have to deal with me every day have no idea what's going on.
I would be so productive. I would have, if my job was making whatever. If I had to dress
quarks,
up as a,
they make quarks.
If I had to dress up as a snappy tomato, if Mark was my boss, It'd be on the news. It's like, have you seen the back-flipping Snappy Tomato who's just fucking... He's got
You'd
a
love
hula
it.
Hoop. He's on fire.
He's famous. He could get you...
He's an inspirational guy.
Yeah. He could get you a job down at the... At the whatever.
And whereas right now, I'd be like, oh, fuck, I gotta go be Snappy Tomato. But instead, I'd be like, no, I'm gonna make what's happening
good.
Great.
Wait. Yes. Which one are you
Don't
making?
Give up the good for the great.
Like, don't think about, hey, sure, this podcast is gonna get us all rich and famous. We're gonna get TV
yeah, but
shows.
But let's enjoy this episode.
But let's enjoy Yes, Mark. Yes. Fuck, exactly.
Okay.
Right now.
You can, if you put your mind to it, you can accomplish anything, right?
Not true.
That's what they say
Not
back
true
in the future.
Sure, I guess.
A Not movie true. Where you can... Travel through time, which is impossible.
Right.
That traveling through time, yes, but traveling to the future is not impossible.
We're traveling to the future right now.
No better time than the present. Oh, there it went.
Oh.
Hey, we better get...
Now.
Oh, wait.
Now.
In a second now. Anyway, what were you saying, Sean?
That was it.
Good point, though. How you doing, Mark?
I was just saying that it's ironic.
Doing fantastic. It's great to be here, guys. I'm enjoying the process.
Did you go to the gym today or something?
I went
great.
To the gym. I did 40 minutes of cardio.
Ooh, what do you do? A little
elliptical trainer?
Do a little elliptical. Elliptical. I like
I did some of the ellipticals
you
today.
You watch a little TV while you're on the elliptical?
Four TVs.
Four TVs? What are you listening to, though?
I had my iPod on.
Yeah?
Really?
You're
watching TVs listening to iPods.
Channel 4 News on one corner. Two, because it says Channel 4.
But how do you know what's happening?
They have closed caption.
Closed caption.
Two NFL networks right there.
Whoa.
NCIS on the fourth TV.
Wow.
Do you know what?
I was the only one at the gym. No one else
was
there.
Do you know what I listen to when I'm working out?
No.
It's really ironic.
Yeah.
Alanis Morissette.
Mostly comedy. Really? Yeah. Lately.
Ironic.
I've been trying to catch up.
How do you work out to that?
It's weird because it's like, huh.
I have a playlist that I use when I work out.
I used to have workout to music.
Rocky
like,
and Eye of the Tiger and
yeah.
No.
That reminds me, guess who I saw at the gymnasium at the YMCA?
The guy from Eye of the Tiger.
Sean Bowman. Friend of the show, comedian.
Friend of the show.
Comedian John Bowman.
JB.
I was talking to him. I don't know if there is some kind of gym etiquette or whatever, but he actually stood next to me for like a half hour talking to me.
While you worked out?
I don't mind, but I think there is something where you're not really supposed to bother people.
I don't think you're supposed to talk to anyone at the gym.
It didn't bother me, and I like talking to him because after a few minutes, I was like, hey, I'm just going to work out while you talk to me. And he kind of told me he's quitting comedy.
What?
He wants to go back to school. He says he's putting it on the back burner. I'm putting it on the back burner for now, he says. And I've seen him at the gym a lot lately.
The gym is embarrassing for me. I don't want people to talk to me.
I don't want to be in a position where I could possibly see John Bowman's cock. There's a lot of cocks in that gym, too. It
might be huge.
It could be huge. Flintstone-esque. It's just, if it's out, I'm going to have to look because...
No, you don't have to.
Yes, Mark.
No.
I have to make what's happening.
Trust me. I played high school basketball, and I was the only white guy on the team, and we went to tournaments and had to take showers. And
I think, and this is going to sound
you cannot
silly.
Look.
You have the itchiest eyeball. You've I think been itching your eye for like a half an hour. How's your eye, buddy? You want me to get you some saline?
I want to hit my eyeball.
You ever notice how like homos are really
awesome
in shape a lot, like real muscles?
Well, the ones you're into. Not
it's
there's
it's,
a whole other subculture that you're not aware of.
I could see how if you were into dicks. Going to the Y would be pretty great because I can't not see 10 dicks a fucking day.
Well, see, I don't get changed at the gym or anything.
Why would you get fucking changed? I don't get it. I go in there because I have my scrubs on from the massaging. Mm-hmm. And then I go in to change into my workout attire.
And there's guys just walking around naked.
Guys just walking around dicks. I don't get that.
I've
at
seen
least.
Guys sitting on benches naked,
he
legs
goes to a different
spread.
Gym than I do. It's fucking horrible. Like, almost like, are you a... Voyeur?
That's a very.
Do you have a big retard at your gym? I've got a big retard.
Yes, I have
at my
a big
gym.
Retard.
I'm
gym.
The big retard at my
Who
gym.
You got a big
there.
Retard at your gym?
I am the big retard at my gym.
You're not.
You're not actually retarded though.
A little.
You can hold it together.
Come on. Slightly mental.
We have a really big retard.
I think some guys are really
yes,
into.
Yes, I've seen your retard at your gym. He's fucking scary. Like scary. Like I don't want to be alone with this guy. He's one of those talk to yourself retards. Mm-hmm. Am I correct?
Yes. He is. And he makes fart noises, which is kind of...
That's funny.
A lot of guys go to the gym and want to be naked with other men in a locker room. A lot of guys are into that.
I don't know.
I don't...
Some guys are.
I don't... I mean, I'm
it's going to look like I'm playing with my dick, but
I'm just
itching.
I just don't want to be naked around.
I don't want to be naked. I don't want to see me naked. It's not even seeing other people naked. I just want to not...
Can I tell a quick gym story?
You certainly can.
When I was at the gym yesterday,
that's what we're here for.
Right.
I was on one elliptical trainer, and like two elliptical trainers down was a young lady.
What were you watching?
Yesterday, ESPN News was on one TV.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Law and Order was on another.
Yeah, we're running out of time.
Okay. Anyway, I was changing.
Two more TVs. What were on the other TV?
One was actually not transmitting anything.
Oh, what?
What's on the last TV? Because people are going to send us emails.
The last TV. I'll think of it. The clean house show, the clean your house. With the lady from
Hoarders?
Reno 911.
Oh,
yeah.
That chick,
that
Nessa.
Clean Sweep.
Nessie, world's messiest
clean,
disaster
clean
area.
Clean your home.
Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Young lady.
She's over there. Mm-hmm. You know, don't look at each other or anything like that. You know, it's just, I'm there.
Of course not.
She's over there.
Why would you look at a young lady?
I don't do that. I don't want her to feel weird because it's like me, her, and like one other guy in this gym. It's a small gym.
Doesn't stop.
So I try not to look at women because I don't want them to think I'm some kind of
fat
pervert. Like, obviously, I'm not there to work out when they look at me.
I'm
doing the thing, and I go to change the song on my iPod, and I change the song, and then I set it back on the thing, but I got the little wire around the elliptical thing. And it flung my iPod across the thing.
Hit her in the butt.
No, it went the opposite way at her. Oh. But then I had to get off the thing and get it. And she went out of her way to say, it's okay, don't feel bad. Well, she didn't say don't feel bad, but she's like, it's okay, that happens to a lot of people.
Oh, baby.
Like I would give a crap.
Ejaculated or something.
Like, yeah,
That happens to a lot of guys.
Like, I couldn't believe.
Like, you were embarrassed or something?
Yeah, like, I would be humiliated that I'd flung my. He's like, I do that all the time.
Oh, man.
I was like, it's just an iPod. I mean, I'll just go get another one tonight.
My first week at my gym, I set the fucking fire alarm on.
Nice. You're the big retard.
Oh, man.
He's the big retard.
Because I walk around, I'm an introvert, I look at the ground. I don't need to be making eye contact and shit, and I see a door, or at least the lower third of it, and I go to exit, and there's a sign. I think I've told this story. Anyway,
no, I don't think you did.
There's like a sign, maybe this big because of postcard, post note, emergency exit. Wouldn't shut the fuck off.
What'd you do? Run?
I did the thing where
I did a bad thing. Shuffle.
I did the I did the whoops. I did the whoops. Shrug.
You just threw your pants and just did a poopy.
I don't know.
Yeah,
this thing's crazy.
And everybody looked at me. Nobody gave me the sympathy. Hey, you know, you fucked up.
Yeah, it's okay.
It was like everybody's a dick. I eventually had to go to the. I don't know why, but I had to go to the front office and was like, I set the fire alarm off. There's no fire.
Yeah, just halfway.
You can shut it off.
Speaking of the gym.
Yeah.
I was once at the gym.
That one time?
Okay. Check out these guns, by the way.
Look, you're getting ripped, Brad. I feel so left. I'm not even going to do mine.
I'm trying to catch up with Sean Perry. You've got the strongest arms there.
They're strong, but they're not defined. I mean, look.
Well, mine aren't defined either. God, I wish you guys. We need to get video podcasting.
Yeah, we need to simulcast this in video.
Anyway, you're at the gym, Sean, working out on your physique. So you
working
pussy
out
like you did the other night.
Getting a lot of. Yeah.
Yeah.
But there was a lady there.
Butt there?
Who is. What?
Butt hair.
Butt hair. There's a lady butt hair. No,
yes.
There is a lady there.
It's the best kind.
And she was making erotic noises while she was.
Oh, that happens a lot. That happens a lot.
But
was she doing the scissor leg thing?
No. She was doing like an elliptical or something like that, but she was making the most. It was even like,
what?
I was like,
I haven't heard that.
Like she was pretending.
I don't know.
She was in a porno and she was pretending to have.
Wow.
I don't know if this is true. I did this weekend. I heard a lesbian make some reference to another about, well, you know, like when you're in the gym and you come, and they were talking about working out and you, stimulate your clit. Running or something.
Hmm.
I don't know. I don't understand.
I don't know if that's
body
true, but they were saying
maybe
it sort of like
having...
sort of the way, like, you know how women are like, hey, you know, if you lean against the dryer when it's or the
maybe
washing
it's a rumor.
Machine,
she just wanted to make you feel bad.
I think she wanted me to feel left out. I was
running can make me come, but you ain't got a chance.
Yeah. Yeah,
how you doing with your dick? And I'm like, I got a dick.
Here's the thing that happens at my gym.
Ooh, meow, 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 meow
At my gym, it's very small. So a lot of times I'm there's only like a couple
How
of people
big
there.
Is your gym?
It's in a strip mall. It's like a size of a store.
What's it called?
A Snap Fitness.
It's right next to the Sonic.
It's right next to the Sonic. Snap Fitness.
How ridiculous is that?
I know. Sonic. I drove by it in shame.
right around the corner from Blue Hole Road. You can go play some
the
golf.
Minute. Wow. Like, you know all there's that. A guy there who played Vanderbilt football. He's there every morning.
Okay.
He left this morning. I was the only one there. And this happens every time. The second somebody walks out that door and it shuts behind him. And I'm alone in the gym. Just fart like a maniac. It just comes out. If I don't want to, it's just like you're alone. Your body just—it's the best workout ever.
Oh man,
fart workout.
Oh yeah, just like.
Do you ever do this? This happened to me very recently. Like, oh god, yesterday even. you walk into a room to for a courtesy fart. You're like, I've got a fart. I'm gonna go in this other room and fart. Mm-hmm. This is an abandoned room, as far as I can tell.
Right.
The second you walk out, somebody needs something out of that room. Like this. Fucking,
no, that doesn't happen to me.
Oh man, I walked out and like farted this room, and then Kim walked in.
Gross.
Literally a minute after, and I don't.
That doesn't really happen to me.
I fart sometimes, but.
Well, no, I don't
not
fart.
In the gym.
But if you were the only one in the gym, you would.
Oh yeah.
You might not have.
If I was the only
that
one
experience.
There,
I want to fart right now.
No, please
go
don't.
Ahead.
No.
Go ahead. It's just Mark's.
It's just, I'm afraid.
I got this here for free, so.
I'm not going to do it. Well, you guys are pretty, you're two of the smartest fellas I know. Can I tell you that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Maybe you can help me interpretate my dream. I had a dream.
Okay. Absolutely. This is what I'm best at.
You want to hear about this dream?
I can't, of psychology.
I can't believe we've done this many podcasts together and done this.
This. If this works out, we may make this a recurring thing.
Recurring dream.
Whoa.
Are we in a dream right now?
Stop it, guys. Stop.
Oh, my God.
Stop it.
Don't open up my safe.
Wait
Don't,
for the
you're
kick.
Freaking me out. Okay. So this is basically the
pinwheel.
All right. I'm in a storage room of a pet shop. Now, I know this, but I don't see the pet shop. Right. There's no door to the pet shop.
I'm with you.
I get through it by climbing over the ceiling, and I'm dropped into this room about the size of a large bathroom, maybe Mark's closet, something like that.
Right, yeah.
And I'm in this storage area.
Yes.
There are cages with rodents in them, and there's a fish tank. The fish tank has a sea snake.
Whoa!
In the fish tank.
That's scary.
And a large goldfish. Now the goldfish is swimming around, and the fish is swimming around, and the snake. The snake goes for the goldfish. I know. Also, in the reality of this dream, I have the knowledge that all these animals are hungry and they've been neglected.
Right.
The snake tries to eat the fish. The fish jumps out of the water and lands at my feet. I pick up the fish and I'm looking at him. Now, if I put the fish back in the water, he's done for.
Yeah.
But as we all know, fish can't breathe out of water.
Right.
I consider removing the sea snake, but as we all know, sea snakes are deadly poison.
Yes.
Clock's ticking.
Right.
I don't know what to do.
Right.
What I do, I take the fish and I throw it in the rat cage. The rat and the fish is laying there as it's dying, gulping air. It's got little cedar chips stuck to it.
Yeah.
The rat looks at it, sniffs it, walks away, doesn't even eat it. There was a chance for me to take this fish, at least feed the fucking snake. It's going to die, but I didn't do that. Help me understand my dream. Mark, what did that mean?
That fish is your life.
Isn't it?
Whoa.
Isn't it though?
I think the fish is you watching too many Faith No More videos.
Oh,
it's probably your
actually here's
problem.
The
can't watch.
Here's the real interpretation that you valued all the love you received as a child from the times you were eating cereal. It's the only time you were happy as a child.
Okay,
is that true?
It's absolutely true.
Okay, I was happy
snake,
when I was eating cereal.
The snake is a dick.
Particularly
the fish is a pussy.
Right.
You're obviously gay.
The snake turns into a big black dude's dick, and I suck it.
You're obviously gay.
Then the rat is some other motherfuckers trying to get in the way of the pussy.
The rat proves.
Wait, the rats don't even want the pussy.
No,
wait, why?
That's because
why don't the rats want the
that's
pussy?
That's because Matt Damon was a narc the whole time. No, I don't know.
Oh yeah, Departed.
I believe that. I don't know. I feel like
there's a lot of meaning to that.
Well, I I mentioned
you're at a crossroads right now.
I may be, but it seems like no matter what I do is going to be fucked up with the fish.
Right.
It's like no matter what I do, and what I end up doing is the worst idea.
Right.
Because I'm like, I don't want this snake telling me what the fuck I'm going to do.
Maybe this is...
I can't be the one who kills the fish, but I am anyway.
Do you remember your saying that you told us last week?
That was this week.
That was this week?
Don't wait for something.
These weeks are blending, aren't
they,
guys?
Don't wait for something great to happen.
They all run together.
You,
if there's so much fun.
Are you talking about, I'm not going to let you discouraging?
No. Here's what you need to do. Mm-hmm. You need to make a decision on something and go. You need to find an alternative solution that has not been already proposed to you. You have to find a new path. You have to find an empty fishbowl. Where you can jump in and become
the
fish.
Save the fish.
Which is your life.
You could have saved the fish.
That you've never...
I couldn't save the fish.
You're gonna you have to go down a path you've never gone down before. You're going to have to take yourself out of your comfort zone and not just take the options that are in front of you. You're going to have to find a different solution. Otherwise, you're going to end up dead in a rat cage.
I'm afraid my solution's going to be throwing the fish in the rat cage. Right. I don't want to throw the fish. That should be a new saying. Hey, don't throw your fish in a rat cage.
Right.
Hey.
That's when you're confronted with two decisions and you make a third dumber decision. Right. I guess the logical thing to do would have been to feed the fish to the snake.
Here's what you should do. Not eat pizza right before you go to bed.
Oh, man. Tell me about it.
Pizza's so good.
I used to actually...
Let's go eat pizza right now.
Back when I was a young man and I tried to...
Let's go eat some pizza right now.
When I was a young man, I would try
pizza?
To do lucid dreams. You ever do the lucid dreaming?
I don't know what that means.
Lucid dreams when you wake up in your dream and you know you're dreaming and you kind of control it. Anyway, I tried to do that.
Not really lucid, is it?
Yeah.
It's you know you're dreaming. Anyway, I used to eat spicy things before I went to bed so I would have vivid dreams.
Is that supposed to work?
Yeah, if you eat spicy stuff, like I would eat, they don't make any more pizzerias. Zesty pizzeria.
Pizza rolls?
And I would eat the pizzerias and go to sleep.
Well, a lot of times, since I've seen Inception, I've had dreams that,
seen
like...
seen Inception yet? Are we about to ruin
it? I haven't seen Inception.
Okay,
well,
this won't ruin it.
I need to see it because we're going to make a spoof of it.
This won't ruin it, but there's a thing...
I think it's too late to make a spoof.
Wait for the kick. I mean, it's...
Wait for the kick.
In my dreams, I'll have loud noises in my head, and it will wake me up in real life.
Yes.
And it's from that movie.
That's weird.
The movie's waking you up?
It's like that thought where, you know, the kick will wake you up. I've had a lot of loud bangs and stuff in my dreams that is trying to wake, and it's my mind waking me up, and I wake up in the middle of the night and go, oh, it woke me up from a dream.
I do that too, and then I realize it's just Sean pounding some Mexican chick in his bedroom.
Is she Mexican?
No.
Is she from another city?
No.
Is she from another country?
How many fingers does she have?
10, I think.
Oh, does she have a job?
Does she have a jaw?
Job.
Does she work? Where does she work?
Like a hand job or a...
Yeah, or Waffle House. Does she work at a Waffle House?
Rim? Does she work at a Rim?
International House of Pussy.
Oh, yeah. Ethiopia section.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. What were we talking
about?
So,
what did you think about my dream, Sean? Did you have an understanding of it?
He hated it.
I...
It's no Curacao.
What do you think it means?
Curacao.
Jack Curris wax.
Just making fun of you guys.
Your guys are too smart for me.
I don't know. I don't know. I never remember my dreams, so I have no way to.
Oh, that's right.
You're not even a human being then.
I remember like two dreams. One, Count Chocula was chasing me, and it was scary. Like it was a nightmare, but Count Chocula was
I'm
going to
eat some Count Chocula.
I used to have a recurring dream where I was stuck in my own house, and I couldn't get out. And then finally, at the end of the dream, I could get out. And I walked out the front door and I looked to the left and there was like a witch and there was not like a scary witch, but like little kids dressed as a witch and a ghost and like it was Halloween.
When I was a kid, I had a recurring dream about Godzilla and he was trying to trap me in ice.
Wow.
No lie. Really? Happened all the time.
I had a dream I fought Godzilla. It was pretty great.
Yeah. Did you?
I had ghost powers.
Ooh. What does that
mean? I could phase through walls. I could possess people.
Mm.
I could fly. Mm-hmm. I had ghost powers.
That's pretty cool.
It was pretty cool.
Like I remember having dreams like where I was the victim, like as a kid, like you're always trying to get away and you're moving in slow motion.
Yeah.
Do you ever have a lot of those?
I had a dream I was more than once where I was in a car with a friend and we drove off a cliff and it was like 20 minutes of free fall.
Yikes.
Hated that dream.
Well, I had those dreams. I had them a lot. And then One dream I had, there was a serial killer on the loose.
Yeah.
And what he would do is he would take salad dressing bottles and shove them down your throat and you couldn't breathe. That's how he would kill people.
Well, that's a shitty.
And he was trying to do that to my dad. So I grabbed the bottle from him and it was all in slow motion. And then I did it to him and I killed him that way.
Oh.
And then I never had a dream again where I like was moving in slow motion and couldn't defend myself after that.
Oh, wow.
It's like a breakthrough.
Do you ever wonder if you're dreaming like during the day? Like for a second.
Yeah, yeah.
I hate that shit.
It's usually like after I drink a lot of coffee too.
Yeah.
It's like a caffeine rush maybe.
I'm getting back off of coffee. I was telling Sean like for like 5 years I didn't have any coffee. The last couple months I've been drinking coffee and I'm like, you know what? I'm sick of coffee again.
That stuff will kill you.
Makes my stomach. I love
it
too much.
See, it soothes my stomach.
Yeah, it makes me want to shit. It makes me all jittery. I can't sleep at night. I have weird dreams.
I couldn't sleep at all last night. Just thinking about you.
So when life gives you lemons, stick them up your
make a sour
asshole.
Face.
What if life gives you limes?
How are we doing on time, fellers?
That's a great question.
777 measures.
What? That's
tequilas. That's about
2558.
Whoa.
Sean, we better.
Yeah.
Someone's got to get the spring dance.
I was thinking, we don't really need to talk about this too much, but I made a note of it for some reason.
Okay. Do we get any emails between the last show and this one?
Actually, I didn't mention.
Shout out to Leroy Diggler.
What's up, Leroy Diggler?
I almost forgot to do it, but shout out to him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, Leroy Diggler.
He asked me to shout out to him last week, and I forgot last week.
Oh, my God. Shout out, Leroy Diggler.
Good people.
I was upset because we weren't getting emails, and then I had been logging into the wrong email. So our actual email is Happy B Day Gary.
Yeah.
That's all one word. Happy B Day Gary at gmail.com.
Okay.
So I could email you there?
Yes, you certainly can.
I'll do that.
And you can find us on Facebook at Happy Birthday Gary or go to comedypodcast.com and just listen to the podcast. Have a great time. Boy, we need to get you a yawn button.
Yeah.
Everything really.
You can be friends with all of us on Facebook, and
you can be
we'll be around Happy Birthday Gary. So.
Yeah, you'll see us. It'll suggest that site to you.
Yeah, they'll be like, hey, you're friends with Mark Anunsen, and you probably would like to be friends with Matt Conte.
You'd probably like to be friends with Brad, Sean, and Mark.
Yeah, Brad, Mark, and
Brad
Sean.
Mark,
Brad,
and Sean.
Mark, and Sean.
Brad, Mark, and Sean.
I was going to ask you about how I had this theory that actual fortune tellers in the future will be robots, but I don't want to really talk
Aren't
about
they now?
They can be, but I think you'd have to be. I believe if you had all the information, you could predict the future. Like if you knew everything.
Well, yeah. You could,
you're as smart as a
That's what actuaries do now as far as life and death. You just take that and exponentially apply it to other things.
Sure.
Everything's a formula.
But it'd be a robot. I don't think a human being could ever be that smart. I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about this. I had a show.
Yeah.
A pretty important show.
Yeah.
A beautiful lounge place.
Venue?
Oh, yeah. You told me
about
that.
Is it a venue?
It was a nice venue. Anyway, before the show, I'm getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
My brother Richard, who's going through a divorce, he calls me up. He calls me up, and he's like, "Hey, bro, how you doing?" I was like, "Hey, hey, man, I'm really busy." Because I knew.
Why would you pick up?
You shouldn't pick up, guys. People at home.
Yeah. Not before a show.
Not before a show. Not at least like an hour before the show. Turn
just
off.
Just don't
phone.
Pick up. Just text him back and say, "Hey, dude, I'm doing a comedy show."
It's just, I knew this conversation with him was going to really be a bummer. It was going to be, I mean, I hate to be a dick, but it's sort of like, I need to be funny in about an hour.
But isn't that like when you do your best? Like it's when you're really sad?
When I'm sad, but not when I'm sad for someone.
Oh, okay.
I'm always sort of sad. I'm always frustrated. When I'm frustrated, I'm funniest. But when I'm happy, I'm dumb shit.
When I'm sad, I'm too sad on stage, so people are like, oh,
it's a
this
thin
guy's
line.
Depressing.
I do get, you've seen me
this
get
guy's
too
just
upset.
Depressing.
I have seen you get too upset.
It's not funny. It's actually sort of funny, but not laughing at me.
It's
not
funny to
me.
The other comics. It's not funny
right.
to the audience
it's
who
funny,
has no idea what's going on.
It's funny the way a comic meltdown train wreck is funny to other comics who love failure. And that's another point.
Failure is the best. Oh, it's so funny.
I fucking hate when anyone does anything good. And I think I can speak for most comedians where it's like, you're never happy.
I'll be honest with you. I like watching comics have good sets. I do.
No, sets, sure. But I mean
like success?
Oh, hey, I'm on TV. You're like, oh, I have to fucking die. I hate them. I could lie about it and act like I'm genuinely happy for anyone doing successful, but I'm...
I guess I don't feel that way, to be honest with you.
Well, you've got other things.
You don't really. I don't think you really care that much.
I'm always happy. Like, I get excited when I see somebody I know on TV. I get genuinely excited about that.
I do, but I also get like, oh man,
yeah, you guys are no, you guys are good. You just
no, we're not. I mean, Brad definitely isn't.
No.
But now, what? Tell me about this lounge. What is this? Is this some kind of?
This was in.
Who books that?
Huntsville. It's Tom Sobel.
Oh, Rush.
Yeah, do you do anything with Tom Sobel?
Yeah, mostly get ignored.
Oh
no,
Tom Sobel would love you.
No, I don't think he's had the chance to see me the few times I've gone up.
You know what, Mark?
And had guest sets.
We'll talk after the show.
Yeah, but I don't want to. I don't want to have to turn down work.
Hook me up. Don't hook him up.
I tried hooking you up. You didn't want to go out.
Yeah, Sobel would think I'm great. I'm pretty sure.
Everyone will think both of you were great.
Maybe what,
when this happy birthday, Gary, yeah, no gets ever, off the ground.
No one's ever thought I was great. Literally,
I
no
think
one.
You're great.
Yeah, but no one with any money.
Right. Well, yeah, that's
who's
probably
got money?
True.
Yeah, what difference does that true. Make? That's a fucking compliment. Fucking
yeah.
Look
rich.
Who they, look who they do think is great.
Rich people hate you. They love George Bush.
Yeah, fuck them.
I know, but
and Charles Barkley.
I would rather be like George Bush than me.
You're just wanting look to have a pity party, and me and Brad aren't going to go
we're
there with you.
We're not going
to
participate.
No,
Sean,
I'm not having. I'm
make
just
what's
saying,
happening great.
Just, yeah. Turn that
frown. Yay! We're doing it.
I wanna.
These
have...
chairs are moderately comfortable.
I gotta tell you something, guys.
Yeah, lay it on me.
Help me out with this. A little advice.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need a playmate.
What? That sounds kind of creepy.
It does. That's part of the problem. Now, I like toys. I play with Legos.
Yeah.
I play with action figures. I play with these toys, and I'll play with them with Hannah. My daughter, she's getting 14.
She's
I think
too
these days
old
are numbered. Yeah. I think she enjoys it, but I think she just enjoys make it great, have a fun time. She just likes having fun with her dad. She doesn't play with toys on her own, I don't think. I like playing with toys. And obviously, I'm a grown man.
Yeah.
And the other day, I tried talking Sean into playing with Legos,
didn't work.
And it didn't go
didn't
well.
Work.
And he,
didn't
I can't
work.
Imagine even if Sean played Legos, he wouldn't do it right. He'd just be like... I'm a Lego. Hi. Hello. Hello. I'm a box.
Ah, looks like I got a taste of the jaundice.
Before you finish this is so far. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard.
It's not sad. It's part of who I am. I like playing with toys.
Okay.
It's fun.
Yeah.
And you know, I used to do a little
Toys R Us
prop comedy.
Yeah.
I used to do
Steve Irwin.
I need to bring that back. Yeah. And where do you go? I did. When I was in a band as a grown man in my 20s, and I had a grown friend, also in his 20s, who also collected toys, not like mint in the box action figure nerd
like playable
collector, but played with toys, and we would play with toys. And it's just, he's such a dick, though. I don't talk to him anymore, but it's like, man, I have fun playing with toys. Like, what are you doing? I'm going to kill you. Boom. Your cars. It's fun. And there's nobody to play toys with me. You guys are looking at me like...
You need to go
where
on...
Where do I find... How?
Go
what
to
do
OK
I do?
Cupid. Go to OKCupid.
OKCupid. That's not going
to
work.
Go to Craigslist.
I think you have a better chance of getting into therapy
I'm telling
and
you,
getting this resolved.
If I go on Craigslist with like, hey, I'm a...
Strictly platonic.
30-plus-year-old guy looking for...
Yeah, you're going to find...
On,
some guy's going to
show
up with no clothes
dick
on.
Out.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
no,
gonna,
strictly
it's
platonic.
Not,
no.
It's no one...
Yeah, you have...
Anyway, happy birthday, Gary, podcast listeners. Lee Pendarvis.
There's anybody
I don't
else
think
that,
great
not
Shinto.
Gonna,
he, everybody.
There's not anybody
play
out
toys.
There who wants to play with toys. Call. Get in contact.
Get
Art
in
Brad.
Touch with me. With me, I will play.
I'll do it.
You. I
I'll
all
do
right,
it.
All right.
You wouldn't really though.
You wouldn't really.
I have a couple Star Wars men up there. You want to do a test on the podcast?
Yes.
All right. Hang on. You all guys right. Talk.
Get the.
Oh man. I don't know what to talk about.
Just talk about something. We're going to play. I feel like I'm about to jerk off in front of you guys or something.
Are we going to jerk off?
No.
Do I have to
like,
jerk off?
Listen, I just want a playmate.
Do I have to jerk off?
I mean, it's hard. It's hard for me to even off. Come out and say this. Okay, who have you got?
I feel bad for you. You just see Brad go crazy.
You do have a box of...
What do you got in that box?
Whoa, they're all in the...
Whoa, that's all a right. C-3PO.
You got a C-3PO. That's pretty good.
We got
a
sand person.
A sand person.
Which is racist, by the way.
We got a stormtrooper. Snowtrooper. Sorry. Sorry. Sorry, guys. Sorry. We've got a medical
robot.
Droid with one arm and a headless Lando Calrissian. That's plenty. That's fine.
Is that enough?
That's enough. All right. Okay, let me get these.
I'll be this guy.
All right.
What is that guy?
Can you identify this guy?
That's Battlestar Galactica, isn't it?
No.
No. That's
underwater
a,
or something.
That's a Tonka.
SeaWorld kind
yeah,
of thing.
Yeah, he went with like a little boat thing. He's got an octopus on his back.
So much rattling.
This is my most valuable. This is actually my most valuable Star Wars, man.
Snaggletooth, the tall blue one. Yeah,
the short blue one.
That's not the short blue one. That's the tall.
Oh, it's the tall one. Yeah, the short red one.
Short red one.
This is the rare one.
I had the red one.
Everyone had the fucking red one.
Nobody has this one.
Whoa, you got some loose joints on this.
Yeah, that's why they're in the bag. Okay, I'll be these two guys.
All right, you'll be Snaggletooth
and Bosk.
Okay,
who is the most underrated bounty hunter ever?
He didn't do much. I say. Hello, Bosk. How are you today?
You stupid. What are you, some kind of protocol droid?
Try saying that to these feet.
Why would you do that to Bosk? He's a bounty hunter, and he's in cahoots with Jabba the Hutt.
Oh, no. I had a bomb planted in my chest. I'm going to jump in the box. Boom.
Oh, we're struggling to climb back up.
You're no match for headless Lando Calrissian.
Look, Snaggletooth, that's the guy you killed last week and took his head off. That's Lando. His dead body is alive. What should we do?
Lando, no, you didn't.
But we jumped out of the way. We're having a hard time. We're having a hard time.
Magic shield. All right.
We're having a hard time figuring out how you can see us.
It was 20 years ago this very night. Lando lost his head.
Let's
Cloud
dance.
City.
Let's put on our You have shoes on.
Here,
I don't.
Sean, you want to join it?
I'm doing all right.
Sean.
Oh,
I'm
doing all right. You just ruined it for everybody.
All right. You know what? We'll do this later. Okay.
Part of me just wants to just give you this whole box, Brad.
You know what? You've already given me lots.
I know. I feel bad having all these valuable toys.
You know what? I have at least one of each of those.
Good.
So don't feel like I need them.
I
feel there was a little pressure that was a little forced, but I think it's like the first time you make love to a girl, it's not very good.
Yeah,
the next
time we play that, it'll be better, right?
Next time we play, we'll be like, oh, man, we can build forts out of books and dominoes.
I mean, did I do it right?
You did great. You did great. I know it was a little unnatural. It's probably been, how many years since you played?
Probably since I was like 13, at the oldest, 12.
Yeah.
So like 50 years?
So my favorite thing was, 50 years.
What a dick.
Yeah.
I was just kidding, guys. He's only like 53.
We used to put all our Star Wars men out, and then we'd pick sides. And
That
was the fun part, was like picking. Like, I get first pick. No, first pick was always Boba Fett.
First pick, Boba Fett.
And then second pick in our
Darth
world
Vader.
It was always Bosk in our world.
Really? Bosk was a pretty cool figure. Bosk was not a good character, but his figure was cool.
About that, because I had to send in proof of purchases to get him. You couldn't buy him in stores when I got him.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So that, and I also got all these survival gun kit stuff that you can only get with proof of purchases.
That's pretty cool.
And so everybody
did the proof of purchase thing until later in life. And later in life, I got the clear predator.
Ooh.
The predator, and it was clear.
Hmm.
Because he turns invisible.
Ooh.
But I think I was too young when all that. So. All right, cool. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate that. But still, even so, we could start a secret society of people who play with toys. And we could
All right, I'm in.
Anybody who's down with that. Guys, I'll remind you once again before we get to which is better. Please make sure to check out the Dead compact disc.
Yeah,
Infinite
CD Baby.
Super Doom.
It's on CD Baby or iTunes. If you search for Infinite Super Doom, you're gonna find it. It's the only one called Infinite Super Doom.
Yes,
it's on Amazon.com as well. You can find it on.
What else do you have? But there,
if you want that, or if you want to talk about maybe hooking up, playing with some action figures, doesn't have to be Star Wars. I've got, I've got action figures.
You have Buck Rogers? You mentioned.
I've got Buck Rogers. I've got, I've got
G.I. Joe.
G.I. Joe.
Yeah, lots of those. Transformer.
I've got Transformers. You name it. Name it.
I got Sigmund He-Man. And the Sea Monster.
I don't think I have that. That's a little. No. But anyway, I have lots of toys. I got plenty of toys.
You're just.
That's a real thing.
It is, but it's like a kid's
show. H.R. Puff and stuff.
You're just being a knucklehead.
He said name it. I named it, and he couldn't do it.
Anyway,
If
you want, you can email us about that or getting dead information or anything you want to talk about at happybdaygary.com.
Happy B-Day.
Happy B-Day Gary at gmail.com. Or go to Facebook, Happy Birthday Gary, comedypodcast.com.
Or mail Chad Ryden at his address.
Do you know what the number one question is on that we get from email? Who's Gary?
Really?
People say, who's Gary?
There is no Gary.
That's the point. We will never talk about
Everybody's
it.
Everybody's Gary. Point. If your name is Gary and it's your birthday, we have one thing to say to you.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Gary.
I mean, if you come up to us and give us $100 in cash...
We still might not tell you.
You have a chance.
We'll be $100.
You don't get your $100. You don't get your $100 back, but you get a chance. Hey guys, you ready to play Which Is Better?
Yeah, I'm
Let's
ready.
Let's do it.
You want to hear the theme song?
No.
Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? I don't know. Which is better? Which is better? Which is better? Let's find out now.
So,
which is better?
Sean, what were you going to say?
Oh, boy.
I wasn't
going to
say
Guys,
anything.
Can you? Which is better? Whoops. So
I wasn't
going
to say anything at all.
Sorry. I wasn't going to say anything. I filled my drink.
Yeah. Anything at all.
Let's find out
now.
Which is better? Ooh. Night versus day. Ooh. Night versus day.
I don't know if this is addressed.
Yeah.
But isn't there the short film, Pixar short film, Day and Night.
Oh, before, that's pretty cute.
Before the Toy Story 3.
That's pretty
cute. I didn't see it yet. Awesome. Just don't ruin it, okay?
Mm.
Well, there's this Pixar short film right before it, and it's called Day and Night. And
that's you're right.
So good. And
what is that? Is that
Toy Story 3 is awesome. Toy Story 3 is awesome.
I want to see it.
It's awesome.
Atlantic City.
It'll make you feel sad and make you happy. 250
poker chip.
This guy lays down...
He stacks paper to the ceiling.
He puts his dong on the table, and they go, blackjack.
Yeah.
This is actually what I used to tip the guys.
Oh, really?
You tip with that?
At the blackjack table. Yeah, $250.
$250? $250. Like,
no,
it's
this
nothing.
Is $2.50.
Still. Which is better, night or day? Gut feeling, guys. Sean,
night.
Which is better?
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I think I like night better. There's more stuff to... I mean, there's
Night
cool
is
stuff.
Better than day?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Most of the cool stuff happens at night.
The freaks come out.
The freaks do come out at night. The
freaks come out at night.
Burr, burr.
The freaks come out at night.
The freaks come out at night.
Freaks come out.
The freaks come out at night. Houdini. Now, freaks come all sizes, shapes, and colors, but what I like about them best, they make real good lovers. They do it in the dark. They do it in the park. Most freaks are known for breaking hearts, cuz...
These are the breaks.
Break it up, break it up, break down. It's all the same song. They're playing basketball.
I've got a basketball, Jones.
Friends, how many of us have them? Friends.
Before ones we get... Further. Oh, sorry.
Oh, sorry. No, I think I blew it.
Lines.
Governors reject it.
Look at all these rumors. Surrounding
me every day.
What are we doing?
It was a nightmare. Of
Which
mine?
Is better, night? Nice.
That's on my Halloween mix.
That's a good one.
It's a great song.
When do you have more fun, daytime or nighttime?
I think you have more fun at nighttime.
Yeah, fuck yes, you do.
Depends.
It's.
Do you love your job?
That?
No,
I do.
Yeah, but you have more.
I have fun at work.
You like a lot of stuff.
Mm. I'm easy to please.
Like
I'm like a big.
Everything.
I'm like a pig with a full. Plate of slop. He never runs out of slop to eat.
You got a whole ball of shit to roll
he
around.
He makes
here.
What's
fat
happening.
I'm fat and sassy. Oh,
I like everything, guys.
I think Mark's happy all day long.
Don't tell Mark I said this, but we should cut up Mark and make him into like a barbecue dinner.
And eat him?
Yeah.
Like a pulled Mark.
Would we get his power? Pulled Mark sandwich?
Pulled Mark sandwich.
You should eat my pork shoulder.
That's what I call that girl Ashley. I call her pulled pork sandwich. That's my pet name for her.
That's cute.
Hey, pulled pork sandwich.
That's kind of cute.
Why do I call her pulled pork sandwich?
Because you were yelling.
Because she
at
smelled
her.
Weird.
I know, but why? I remember yelling her that she was a pulled pork sandwich.
Maybe she was obese.
No. Her tits are obese.
It was
whoa.
Yeah.
Oh man.
Yeah.
She makes my dick obese.
Whoa.
Oh.
Did you see her camel toe the other night?
Yeah, it was gross enough that she was talking
great.
About it.
No, this
and that's
was,
good?
This was, it was like the camel's whole fucking foot. This was like the camel's hip joint.
It was like you could see the camel. You could see like
just
the
a
inside
camel
of the camel.
Whole camel.
You could see the camel's clitoris.
Which is better? I think night. What's better, night?
Night.
This guy hates pussy.
Exactly.
When do you have more fun? When do I have more fun? Night or day? Man, it depends.
Dusk is pretty good.
Dusk is a sweet spot.
Ooh.
Like you're getting excited for the night.
Night's pretty
You're putting
fun.
On but perfume.
Day is fun when you're out.
Yeah, like on a Saturday. Saturday, yeah. You wake up at 11. And
rafting. But then later when you're done rafting and you're camping, you got a fire.
I don't like camping.
You can tell stories.
Camping's like dirty. It's for dirty people.
It is pretty filthy. But it's sort of like, I can handle this shit.
I'm a badass. I'm a motherfucker. I could eat a hamburger and a hot dog.
Ooh, I could do that though, and then go home into my own bed.
Yeah.
Ooh.
I'll eat some Jack.
Like you guys stay there in the tent. I'll go home and sleep in my own bed.
That's
what
a good
if we
point.
All?
Sunrise, sunset.
It's a great song,
isn't it?
Love it. Sunrise, sunset.
Which is better to watch? Sunrise or sunset?
Sunset's so beautiful.
I think sunset's
beautiful. Sunrise.
It's harder. You gotta be working hard to.
But you know what sunrise I like? I like the sunrise you see when you've been up all night.
That's what I was about to say. Ooh. A sunrise is more of a punctuation to a crazy
it's like,
night.
I'm still drunk.
The credits are about to roll.
Like I'm gonna do this pose freeze.
Yes. The jump in the air with one fist in the air.
The
sunrise.
The little.
I don't drink, as you guys know.
You don't drink.
So
I don't drink. So if I see a sunrise, it's meant I've really stayed up hardcore, like something happened.
Belcourt.
I don't
Belcourt triple feature.
Yeah, I don't drink but when I'm out with people drinking, I am always the most hungover the next day. I'm the most physically, mentally exhausted. I guess alcoholics get used to it. And
you get numb to it.
I got to take a day off work.
Maybe you're a pussy.
I'm a camel toe, I guess. I don't know. Burr, burr. Sorry, Mark.
That's all right.
Sorry. Bigger dick.
Day.
Night. Night is black.
Oh, that's a good point.
I got you.
I sit corrected.
I got you.
Wow.
I was wrong.
He walked right into that.
I got you.
What a setup.
He set himself up for a joke.
For 17 episodes, I've been planting these bigger dick.
You finally zinged us.
I was like, yeah, you wait. I tried explaining this joke to someone. It's like, all right, I'm going to say, ask someone if night or day is bigger, and then I'll say, big. What? Wait, it'll make sense.
Wait, why would a day have a dick?
Because, you don't get it, man.
Oh, God.
Leroy Diggler just tuned out. He heard everything he needed to hear.
Leroy Diggler,
he's
everybody.
Done.
Let's just shout out to all our friends who we think listen. Katrina Morrell, she's probably listening.
Does she listen?
No, she's out working.
She's raising a child.
Yeah, she's busy listening to what her kid's crying about. No, she's listening.
She's digging up woolly mammoths.
What?
Yeah, that's probably what she's doing.
Is that?
Because she's Mexican. That's a stereotype.
Is she really Mexican? I don't think
she
that.
Is.
That sounds like a rumor.
Nah. She's a rumba.
I don't think anyone else would listen.
She's from West Memphis.
Chad Lee.
Chad listens. We have
Andy,
some,
Katrina.
We have some fans.
Paul
F. Tompkins loves
us.
If Andy listens, I'm sure. Doesn't he do everything? Or wait, it's the other way around. I'm sorry.
Andy.
Just kidding.
Wow.
Just making meatballs, Andy. Quit
Is
being
Paul
a fucking...
Paul F. that fat?
Mm.
Oh.
I bet Corey listens, but he'd never admit it.
Yeah.
Well, your podcast.
He did make a Swamp Thing reference, so...
Your podcast, Corey listens.
Your podcast is pretty stupid, since I live in New York now. I guess when I lived in Nashville, it was all right, but now that I'm in New York...
Corey's going to be in town.
Yeah.
Really?
Ooh. Tomorrow.
I'm leaving.
I'm bringing him to your show.
Oh, maybe he's trying to play a joke on me because he is still in my blanket email I send to people about shows, and I emailed that. And he's
you
like,
"You mean your show 1 week ago?"
Yes. Yeah, my show 1 week ago. That's happening tomorrow.
Yes. How did that go?
It was great. Corey was there.
I can't believe I had sex with Ashley. Oh, man.
Yeah.
I could have sworn that
we all did, guys.
No.
But yeah. You're first, Brad.
I was first. She gang raped us?
No, we're going to gang
rape
her.
You can't rape the gang. She's a liberated
woman. She raped
our gang. Yeah, she raped our gang.
We were like, hey, guys, we're just hanging around playing Parcheesi. And she came up and raped the fuck out of us.
What was it? We had a rape joke.
Get away from my dick.
Oh, my rape joke the other day was, I want to go on a rape date. That's where you fuck somebody, then you make them go to a movie.
It's a rape datist.
Rape datist, yeah. Anyway, sorry. Corey sent you an email.
Oh, thanks for... No, he replied by chat. It's cooler than email.
Ashley, nobody's going to rape you.
Well, thanks for inviting me to your show in Nashville while I'm in New York. It's like I just, it's just, you're just on a list. You know, it's not like I went out of my way to say.
Was this on Facebook? Or
no, it was just email.
Oh, I got that email.
Did you get that? I don't know who's on there. I
sent a message back that said yes.
Yeah, you did. Did you not get it, Sean?
He already knows.
Put me on your list.
I'll get you on there.
Get me on there.
But I don't think about who's on my list when I send it. I just send it out to the group. I don't go individually and go to everyone in my contact group and go, should I send this person an email about the show I'm doing? Or should I send maybe a more efficient way to be send to everybody?
Well, I learned from Damien and I on Facebook. He says, yes, I'm definitely going to everything.
I've been doing that lately.
And I've started doing that. And I think that's a thing now. That's people are like,
I didn't start it.
I didn't start it. You didn't start it. Damien probably did start it, but.
I did it a couple of weeks ago, and a buddy of mine said, how do you know? And he threw out some lady's name.
Right.
I said, I don't know that name. He goes, well, you're going to some event tomorrow at 4 o'clock to Twitter for her or something. I'm like, oh, if I get an invite, I just hit yes.
Yeah, I think it, because then it's like nobody's going to hunt you down and be like, hey, man, you said you were coming to my blues open mic trivia contest on Thursday.
You guys should have done that.
I try not to do it to stuff that like is like local comedy shows, but like everything else, like I get these random comedians you should know stuff and stuff that's in Chicago, and I say yes, I'm going.
Yeah, I'll say I'm going, but I'm not going. Guys,
sorry guys.
If you're out there.
I'm always
sorry, Damien.
I'm always either truthful or a maybe. Sometimes I'll do a maybe.
Maybe's no.
No, maybe me.
Did I ask?
Sometimes I'll switch from a maybe to a yes. Once I heard that Mark Nunson last week was going to be headlining the Rusty Nail, I turned from a maybe straight to a F yes.
Fuck yes, everybody.
A camel toe yes.
It'll probably be sold out last week.
Yeah.
Hey, guys, which is a better time for making love? Did I ask that already?
No.
Which is a better time for making love? Afternoon delight or just a...
It's the midnight
hour.
It's all good, baby. It's
all good.
It's all good.
I like it at night.
Sometimes the daytime
is all good.
The daytime, well, I feel like nighttime is regular, and daytime you're like, oh, where are we?
It's kind of fun, fuck a little bit in the daytime. I don't like people to see me though.
I love seeing stuff.
I love seeing stuff. I just don't want to see him back.
Really?
I can see plenty from the light of my.
I want people to be able to see me and see. I want to.
Well, you work out a lot.
I don't really think about it.
I know, but
it's fun to do both. Fucking outside in the day is pretty exciting.
Yeah.
You ever fuck outside during the daytime?
No one's ever.
I don't think I've done that yet.
People hide.
You guys are squares,
people like
man.
To hide in a room.
I believe in.
And then they leave separately.
Yeah.
I need to get back into doing crazy shit. Revitalize my.
Why don't you go down there and rape Catman?
Ooh, that'd be hilarious.
That'll show Brian Bates.
What would he do? Brian Bates, that son of a bitch.
Probably never be able to get rid of him.
Yeah.
Probably be your best friend.
It'd be like the
it's most attention
Coltrane,
anyone's ever given.
You feed him once.
Oh, yeah.
And then he's on your porch every night.
He's got a man cat.
Every fucking
that,
night.
That cat, I didn't realize it until recently, but that's the cat that woke me up in the middle of the night, and I thought it was a baby that was outside. It was like snowing.
Who? Our
adopted
love cat.
The cat was like, it sounded like exactly like a baby. Like,
yeah. Some cats can
that is a chatty cat.
And
why do you let it stay around your house? Why don't you scare it?
You know what he's starting to do now? He's starting to run in when I open the door. He's trying to get in the house. I just feed him. I feel bad for him. He's got an owner who's a piece of shit owner. He lets him have little clumps of hair, and he doesn't fucking, he's not got no collar. He doesn't give him.
Is he allowed in the owner's house?
No, he's just, this guy bought a cat, and then it sits on his porch, and I guess eats fucking whatever it catches, and then I just feed it. So now it's on our porch because I don't
want to
watch it die.
That was your first mistake. Why don't you take it to be put to sleep?
Can I borrow one of your cat cages that you catch?
I can get you one.
I don't want one. I love this cat. I would not let
it. Don't put it to sleep. You'll never
know.
You just drop it off.
No, don't touch my
cat. You don't see it. You think it's going to go to a nice home.
Next question. Which is more dangerous?
Day or night?
Night or day.
Oh, the night is so dangerous.
Yeah, there's
sunburns.
Drunks.
That's when the freaks come out.
There's drunks out at night driving all over the road.
Yeah.
That's when
a lot of bad stuff happens at night.
The blacks.
You can hide at night though.
Blacks can
but you
hide
can
really
hide
good.
From them.
No, you can't.
There's no.
They know where you are.
They can smell money and fear.
They know you smell like baloney, so they come and find
you.
You
smell like a wet dog.
Yeah, why do white people all smell like baloney?
White people do smell like baloney. Why the fuck do we smell like baloney?
Yeah, we do.
Some more than others, but yes, they're right.
I smell like baloney, do I?
Yeah, a little bit.
I think we're used to
it. Smell me from here?
Yes.
I think we're used to it. We need to get a black friend. Bring him in as a guest.
Oh, that's not in my house.
Step one, get a black friend.
Have there been blacks in here?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah. Who do you think painted this place? I'm
blacks
kidding.
Don't paint.
They don't paint. I wanted to say something racist, and I wanted to do it fast.
Renegade came over once. Who else?
Renegade's like a third, but he's like Obama black.
Yeah, no. You're thinking of Renard.
He's black, black.
Who else has been here?
Yeah, I am thinking of Renard. They all look the same.
Oh, a couple other guys, I guess.
Can't think of their names, but yeah, there's a black guy.
Yeah, maybe I really do only have one black guy.
His friend, Slappy.
Maurice. And then there's Jerome. And
I didn't know you had a house invasion.
We had a black lady sleepover one time that we didn't know.
Yeah, you did.
Did you get house jacked?
No, my mom called and said, a friend of ours daughter is driving cross country. Can she sleep over your house one night?
Mm-hmm. Ooh, okay. She didn't mention. Oh, man.
That's okay. Weird. Sure.
Did she know that you had lost your virginity to a black lady?
I don't think I ever said that.
You didn't just bring that up?
You said that to me. Is that not true?
That's not true.
Is that not true?
Is it? No, it's not true.
You don't sound sure.
I think it is true.
No, it's not true at all.
Huh.
That's disgusting.
But you've had black girlfriends.
Yeah, that doesn't mean...
What? Well, then what difference does it make when? I thought your first girlfriend was black.
Yeah.
All right.
You probably had a girlfriend when you were like 3.
Yeah.
You were one of those sleazebags.
She was 19.
Wow.
She was a black stripper named Destiny.
She only dated me because I could pay her bills. I had excess food.
Which were you born? Were you born during the night or born during the day? Or do you know?
I don't know.
I was born at 3:28 a.m. February 1st.
I was born 3:11 a.m. November 19th, 1975, by a man wearing a tuxedo.
Really?
Delivered by a tuxedo guy?
Yeah, the doctor was at some party. He came in.
That's
I was
awesome.
Like, I ain't waiting for you, motherfucker. Let's do this. So
I don't know my whole story.
And it got unclassy.
Get me out of here!
Hey!
I was in a hospital, I guess, February 1st. 1970.
You don't know what?
3:28 in the morning.
That's pretty early.
I have no
That's
idea.
Night, though, really.
Yeah, it's still
daytime.
Dark. It's still
night?
Dark.
Yeah,
dark, yeah. If it's dark.
It's in the middle of the night.
Where were you born? You're not
no
an American
idea.
Citizen, are you, Sean?
Yeah. I was born.
You may not have been born yet.
I don't remember when I was born. Nobody,
I remember it well.
I keep track of stuff like that.
I was born at night, but it was not last night. If I was any better, I'd be twins.
When do you think you'll die?
Is that your impression of me?
No, it's just people saying things.
This
is the most podcasting I've ever done.
A lot of podcasting, guys. We've got to
wrap. This is past my. I
got
to be at spring.
We haven't even done.
No, we're not even
bigger dick.
Which is better?
I know we're really.
Oh, I'll probably die at night in my sleep.
Yeah, we'll get.
Yeah, we're almost done.
Okay.
You'll die at night. I'll die at night.
The last two shows, you've just really been putting the pressure on.
No.
An hour is a good amount.
It's good, but let's not take all the fun out of it. We're trying to have a good time here. Relax. Have a nice conversation.
Lee Pendarvis isn't complaining.
I agree we should keep it around an hour. I'd like that.
I prefer a 30-minute show, but I mean, I'm not going to Sean Parrott the whole thing up and try and get my way.
Do you want to change it to 30 minutes?
You
want to
do four shows
today? Half an hour? Is that what you want to do?
No.
That's step one of whoop-de-dooing this into nothing.
Yeah. Wow. Is that what you're trying to do?
Listen, I think a good hour, you go to the gym. You do your workout, you listen to your podcast, you're done.
Yeah.
You get in the car, you drive for an hour. An hour is a good time for this type of podcast.
Where we don't really do anything.
Exactly.
There's no pressure on anybody to listen.
There's a lot of
stuff. This is something to listen to while you're doing something.
Yeah, this is not like...
If you're out there listening, we just want to entertain you. We love you.
If you're pleasuring yourself.
Sure, pleasure yourself.
Seriously, to Sean making noises into the microphone.
All right, guys. Which is better? Which is better?
That's what I sound like when I'm having sex.
Better music. He doesn't sound like that. All right, stop.
Sounds like you're taking it. On the night moves, night shift.
Better music. No, I mean music you listen to at night or music you listen to during the day.
Well, here's I was thinking that the other day. The other couple days ago, I was in a parking lot in the middle of the day, and some guy had his little Toyota, like souped up with the windows down, playing techno music at like noon.
No.
I was like, that's stupid.
It is stupid.
You're an idiot.
I approached this concept to Sean. He didn't quite understand.
But at midnight, if I saw him doing that at midnight, totally acceptable.
That's perfectly fine. Here's some examples of daytime music I was thinking. Like Rome by B-52s.
So that's lunch.
Sun Should Be Shining.
I'll request
Fortunate
lunch.
Sun by CCR. Sweet Jane. That's a daytime. Traveling Wilburys.
Daytime.
That's a daytime song. Barrooms of Mars. No, that's a nighttime song. George Michael, Freedom, that type of thing. A lot of 80s songs are daytime, kind of bright, sunshiny songs, okay. Right? Freeze Frame. Vacation.
I'm Walking on Sunshine.
Yes, Walking on Sunshine. Nighttime music like Metallica.
Yeah.
You listen to Metallica at night. It's a Weezer Undone sweater thing.
You do Undone during the day, I would think. Maybe like a drive home.
Like Cashmere. That's probably a nighttime.
Yeah.
That's Gigantic. Pixies.
I can listen to any of this.
Anytime. You can listen to them anytime, but there's some things that are like, yeah, this is a night song.
Yeah.
Night moves. And not just songs that have the word night in right. them. You know, like, oh, the night.
Yeah,
like,
the heavier or the more up-tempo is the more night to me. Like something more folksy is something I listen to in the day.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Light rock.
Yeah.
I don't know.
A million dentist office can't be wrong.
This concept is foreign to me. I just listen to whatever.
I have different songs that like, there's songs that like when they come on the playlist, if it's nighttime, I skip it. It's a daytime song.
Right. I agree.
And vice versa.
And versy vicey.
I think I prefer night music because I love music. Night music more kind of
like I like to be in this room with the lights out and my headphones on and yeah. I'm like playing poker or something like that and it's mm-hmm. kind of like get little LCD lights going and
if I put on a record and just listen to music during the day it's usually while I'm doing something
right like cleaning up right. or but you know
at night
making coffee
at night I'll listen just to listen to music or something yeah. in the dark or something like that sometimes I don't know.
Yeah
or driving around at night I don't know
I agree. We're on the same page. Sean, okay. He's lost.
I'm going to say night music. All right. We'll wrap this up. Solar eclipse versus lunar eclipse.
Solar eclipse of the heart.
Which one?
Total eclipse of the heart.
Is that a daytime or a nighttime song?
I don't really know what the difference is.
Well, actually,
solar eclipse
is more rare. Lunar, you get more, it's like 2-1 on
lunar. Lunar's when the
moon hides the sun.
Oh, I thought lunar was when the earth. Cast a shadow on the moon.
Yeah, something like that.
Who gives a fuck? Never mind. That's a dumb question. What's a better time to watch a movie, at night or during the day?
See, I love watching movies like on Saturday afternoons.
Yeah, matinees.
Yeah, they're so much fun. I like going to lunch and then seeing a matinee.
Yeah, it feels like you're up to something.
Yeah.
Like you're skipping school.
And then
something.
Like when you leave the movie and it's still light out. You feel like you got the whole day. It's so
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah. I just talked myself into it. What do you think?
Almost all the movies I've ever seen that were good are at night.
You're the movie expert.
You're such a Belcourt face.
Oh, boy. Look at him.
I just like it. They play good movies.
Next question. Are you a night person or a day person?
They're playing Suspiria.
What's that?
It's an Italian horror movie. It's not that good, but the first 15 minutes are really good. Well. And the theme song is really good. Da, da, da,
da, da, da, sounds a lot like this podcast.
Sounds like Rosemary's Baby.
Rosemary's having a baby?
Oh, she miscarried.
Oh, again?
Yeah.
Are you a night person or a day person?
Sounds like the Titans, huh? Miscarried, huh? They're not very good at football.
No, sounds like a bad day at the grocery store.
Yeah. Oh. Wow, sounds like a bad day at the Sex in the City.
If I had my will, I'd be more of a night person, but I have to... I have to force myself to be more day.
You are a day person.
But
you're a day person.
I would love Sean's my natural instinct
person.
Is night.
Am I a day person?
I think you're a day person.
I think I'm like an early evening person.
Yes. I think I'm a night person.
I think I'm an early evening.
I like the
like
night.
Like 5 to 7, that's what I'm really,
that's my sweet spot.
My prime.
Yeah, okay. You're day, you're late afternoon, I'm night.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Susan's a very early, she's a very morning person. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is she?
Yeah. Oh yeah, she's like up at 5. In bed early.
That's the thing. Getting up in the morning is fucking impossible. Going to bed at night is...
I can get up really easily.
I worked the midnight shift at Kinko's for a while, and I really liked that. That was a good rhythm for me. I could do that, but it's not a good way to live.
Mm-mm.
Which is better, doing shit or being asleep?
Oh, I love sleep.
Being asleep.
Fucking being asleep.
Sleep is so awesome. I can't wait to go to bed tonight.
I want to go to sleep right now.
There's no chance when you're going to sleep. I mean, maybe you'll have a nightmare and that'll be terrible. But for the most part, you've got more of a chance that something shitty's going to happen while you're awake than.
Like a car wreck.
Unless you're making good things happen. Unless you're making what's happening great.
What about a nap during the day, though?
Naps are pretty fucking
great. Nap. Nice dirt day nap.
Dirt
nice.
Nap. Nice dirt nap.
Nice dirt nap.
I could go for a nice
I day. Am of the opinion that death's awesome. That's
hey, I know you're into it. Well,
I don't
that,
think
that
there's any
me... Go ahead.
He did a whole album about it.
I know, but there's no one who should think death is bad except people who believe that you can go to hell.
Yeah.
And believe they're bad.
And they think they are going to go to hell.
Yeah. Other than that, it's fine.
Most people who believe in hell, like really believe in hell, I think try to not go there. I don't think anyone's like, hell, you go to hell. Right. But fuck it, I'm going to still.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
But I'm a badass.
Right. Yeah. Right, they worry that maybe you're going to hell, but they're not. Yeah. About going. That's true. You're right.
Yes. Are onto something.
Mm-hmm.
That's awesome.
That brings me to the next question. Would you rather never see the sun a la vampire or never see the moon as a, like a werewolf? Now, what I'm saying is, like, if you had to pick, you could only ever exist in the day or exist at night. The rest of your life,
Lady Hawk
is eternal. Yes, like fucking Lady
Hawk.
Whoa,
I think
Sean turns into a wolf and you turn into a bird.
Walrus,
and you're only together for a little twilight. You turn into a walrus, and I'm the monk who tries to eat the bird.
Now, we were talking about sleeping earlier.
Yeah.
For the most part, I sleep better at night. Sometimes a nap in the daytime will work, but. Yeah. Sleeping gonna happen tonight. I think.
Yeah, I would like.
Wait, but that would mean I would. Ooh.
You okay?
Whoa.
That means you'd have to be awake during the day.
Yeah, that would mean I have to. Okay,
I'd have to take the day. I think I'd be a happier person.
I think just always being in the dark would bum me out.
Yeah,
I love the night, but I think
I like the boogie.
Yeah, I love the night, and you can always turn off the lights. Would you rather be a werewolf or a vampire?
I'm not going down that road.
That's a whole other podcast.
Vampire.
Don't even fucking start.
Easily a vampire. Werewolves are too animal-y. Vampires are pretty distinguished.
I think you could just be a count.
Vampires have got it really good. They can turn into a bat if they want. In some.
Yeah, but if you're a werewolf, you can. You're not cursed. You don't have to. Well, I guess it depends on your idea. You know what? You're right.
What universe are you in?
I shouldn't open that can of worms. Sorry.
How much pussy does Dracula get?
We're 6 minutes over, and we're going to start a new subject.
Exactly. All right. Well, two more questions. Which holds more life? We already sort of talked about this.
Yeah. Skip that one.
Sort of like, you know, you work all day. So you
sleep all night.
Day, but
up all night,
more,
sleep all day. Just like
you
slaughter.
Live more at night, right?
I don't know.
I think I do more living.
I do more living
in
the day.
During the day with shit.
Yeah.
I've made a career for myself.
Yeah. All right. Well, then let's wrap this up. Which is better?
Which has a bigger dick?
Night.
Yeah, because it's black.
Night's better.
Remember?
Terminator versus RoboCop. Who's gonna win?
That's a good one.
Okay. I think night is better. That's my.
I go with day. It's better now. I'm thinking about it. Banks aren't open at night.
What?
How would you do your banking?
If I had money, I'd agree.
How are you going to deposit funds?
Who is going to handle these insufficient checks?
I've got $4 million that I would like to deposit.
I'd like to purchase a T-bill.
All right, I'm going to say night. And that would make night the winner.
Night's
the right time.
Happy birthday, Gary!